All right, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Beautiful day out there, lots of sunshine. Good-looking summer day. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. There's a lot that we can't or aren't doing this summer, but one thing you can do is you can pick up a book and you can read it, and that's what kids, a lot of kids enjoy doing in the summertime. Summer reading program is going strong at the St. Clair County Library System. Joining us right now is the senior librarian and head of children's services at the St. Clair County Library System, Kristen Steiger. Kristen, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Appreciate you morning. First of all, remind us what is happening with the library right now. Is the library open, closed, curbside? What's happening at the library?
Yeah, so all of our branches are offering curbside right now. So if you can place holds online, or you can call the library and or your favorite branch that you go to, and they can assist you with placing holds on books. And then you just schedule a time and you can come pick it up.
And you've got you always have a big summer reading program for kids. What's happening this summer?
So this summer, things are a little different. We've migrated online, but that doesn't mean if you don't have internet, just let us know. We do have paper copies of everything, so we can give you those if anyone needs them. With it being online, we have Google Forms that people will fill out, but it's the same thing as last year. People or children are going to read their age and hours. So if you're 0 to 4, you're going to read 4 hours. If you're 5 to 12, you'll read your age. So if you're 6 years old, you're going to read 6 hours. If you're 9, you'll read 9. Then once you finish those hours, you just submit our form and let us know that you completed it, and you get a neat completion prize for that. Teenagers, you're just going to log each book you read. And then when you get done with that, you'll get put in for grand prize entries. With the kids for grand prizes, when you finish your age and hours, that's your first entry for grand prizes. And then we have these neat things. We have activity books this year. So we're kind of promoting families to come together and work on things as a group. For each activity they finish, they can log that on a separate Google form that we have on our website. All this is on there. Each one of those activities counts as a grand prize drawing. And each branch has a whole bunch of interesting, cool prizes. We also have system-wide grand prizes. We got a bunch of Chromebooks to kind of help out with school this year, so it should be a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. Yeah, everybody has had to be a little extra creative this year, haven't they?
Yeah, definitely.
So that's the summer reading program, and children's services in general, obviously with the buildings not being open, you can't do things the way that you usually do, but you're still doing a lot of things with kids in mind, aren't you?
Yeah. So we're streaming live story times on Facebook. So if you search St. Clair County Library on Facebook, or we also have the link on our web page, you can go to that on Mondays and Wednesdays at 12:30 is when we're live streaming story time. And then we're also doing kind of like a digital programming where we're showing kids maybe neat activities they could do at home, and we're going to be uploading those to our YouTube page. So you can search us on YouTube and look up all our neat little videos on activities to do at home. We have a few other things in the works we're coming up with. I know our teen escape room should be getting posted soon, so there'll be a digital escape room. We're also doing a teen Jackbox party, so if anyone's interested, they can get on our Facebook page or our website and register for that. So, yeah, we're just really trying to migrate things online, figure things out, innovate. It's a whole new thing, but I think it's going to be fun. I think we'll still be able to provide the services that people need.
Absolutely. Where can people find out more about these things we've been talking about and about the summer reading program?
Yeah, so I would recommend our webpage is a great one. It explains the whole program. It has all the links. And like I said, our Facebook page also has quite a bit of information and neat videos to click on. So I would definitely go to our webpage and our Facebook page. That's the primary place where we're going to have things at.
All right, sounds good. Kristen, thanks for telling us about it. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.